about 5 weeks later, and I had been taking the Vivix for the full 5 weeks, my health was dramatically improving. I'm able to sleep through the night, wake up, and am active all day. I have not had to nap at all. And when I went to the doctor, my liver enzymes are down to 52, which is virtually normal. And I asked the doctor, do you know anything about resveratrol? And are you comfortable with me taking this? Because he's been so cautious about my liver. And he said, absolutely, keep taking it. I don't know much about it, but everything's working, so don't change what you're doing. The first day I started using Vivix, I noticed that I didn't get tired in the evening. My diabetic doctor said, you know, you're really using a lot less insulin than you had been. And in the May Diabetes Forecast magazine, right on the front, it said victory for diabetics. On the inside, it said resveratrol, the miracle molecule.
He said he would sell his house to get more of it. He can't believe how much better he feels and how much better his legs feel. He also said, with all the meds that I take, this Vivix is the best. James is feeling so much better. He's out here in the yard. He's picking up sticks. He's painting trellises for the gardening season. He hasn't been out in the yard for 3 years.
This is Bob Ferguson. Along with my co-host Barb Ligoni, we're going to be discussing the latest research on Shaklee's breakthrough anti-aging tonic, Vivix. We've had a year of experience with the product, and what a year that's been. The promise of Vivix has been realized in ways that none of us fully expected. Because of the exceptional impact of Vivix, it is now the number one Shaklee product in all categories, with $50 million in first-year sales. Clearly, lots of people love this product. During our discussion, we'll be hearing about some of the latest research validating the unique properties of the compounds in Vivix, and we'll be hearing about a new study, a collaboration between Shaklee and State University of New York, Buffalo, which validates the impact of Vivix on a key genetic regulator of aging. We'll also be hearing directly from a number of people about their experiences with Vivix and what benefits they've enjoyed. So, Barbara, great to work with you again. Shall we get started?
Hi, Bob. I think a good place to begin our discussion of Vivix is to hear from Dr. Frank Painter, who's been following resveratrol research for several years. Let me share a bit of information on Dr. Painter's background. He is a graduate of Palmer College of Chiropractic, the same school that Dr. Shaklee attended. He maintains the nutrition section at chiro.org website, and he is the editor of HealthQuest newsletter. He has a strong background in research, and we're glad to have him with us today. Thanks for joining us, Frank.
Thank you, Bob and Barb, for inviting me to speak.
Frank, there are two questions that we wanted to ask you. The first is, we are hearing many interesting and impressive reports from people who have been using Vivix over the past year. Could you walk us through, how is it that Vivix works? How is it affecting cells and cellular repair to give the kind of results that we're seeing? And the second question is, there are a lot of resveratrol products jumping into the marketplace. Could you explain what makes Vivix different? How is it that it stands apart from these other resveratrol products to give us the kind of results that we're seeing?
When Vivix was first released, we all heard about the anti-aging aspect, how resveratrol switches on the SIR2 gene, which is a gene that causes increases in longevity in all the animals they've tested it with. Resveratrol seems to have the same impact on longevity that starvation diets have been found to have. Because scientists realized it wasn't realistic to ask people to starve themselves, they began to look for ways to trigger this sirtuin system into action without restricting calories. And in 2003, a handful of sirtuin-activating compounds, referred to as stacks, was discovered. Resveratrol was found to be the most potent of all of them. And the rest of them include a variety of other polyphenolic compounds with interesting names like ellagitannins and proanthocyanins. And they all turn out to be very well-researched phenolic acids. Shaklee discovered that the highest concentration of these polyphenols resides in a super grape found right here in the United States named the muscadine grape. So Shaklee teamed with the University of Georgia to develop a perfect combination of these muscadine species. And in fact, Vivix actually includes 12 different varieties of that grape. and they developed an extraction method that contains the optimum ratio of these amazing polyphenols. Now, you've probably already heard plenty about the benefits of resveratrol. However, Vivix is much more than just a resveratrol product, and that's because it combines pure resveratrol with 12 other polyphenols from the super grape, and all in significant clinical dosage. And it seems to be the synergy between all these compounds that makes Vivix so unique. The research I discovered about these other polyphenols literally took my breath away. Each one of the bullet points that I'm going to mention comes from at least two peer-reviewed studies. So let's review the top four most researched polyphenols found in Vivix. The first is called ellagic acid. Now, it prevents the formation of advanced glycation end products, better known as age proteins, which have been found to be one of the four mechanisms that cause cell aging and lead to premature cell death. It also inhibits cellular DNA from binding with a variety of carcinogenic compounds, and it's been found to protect the liver from developing hepatitis or cirrhosis. The second component is called anthocyanins, and they've been found to prevent cataracts, glaucoma, and age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. It also may prevent the development of various neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, and also protects cell membrane lipids from oxidation by a variety of harmful substances. The third component we're going to review is called proanthocyanidins, and they've been found to kill cancer cells and inhibit the growth of cancerous human breast, lung, stomach, and blood cells by up to 73%, and also protects our DNA from fragmentation. The last component we're going to discuss is called ellagitannins, and they suppress inflammation associated with the joint damage of rheumatoid arthritis and also have powerful antibacterial, antiviral, anti-carcinogenic, and anti-inflammatory effects. Are you seeing a pattern here? Protection of virtually every organ system. Protection of our cellular DNA, which thus protects cell function, and protection from cancer and various degenerative diseases. When you put all that together, it's like the old 1-2 punch, and it's hard to imagine how your body's going to get sick when you're protected at so many different levels. Now, we also know about a new but as yet unpublished study funded by Shackley. It's a randomized placebo-controlled trial, which is considered the gold standard, performed by scientists at the State University of New York at Buffalo. Although the full details are not available on this study because it's unpublished, Shackley did admit that Vivix turns on something called the NRF2 defense system. Now, as it turns out, there's plenty of research already published about that jewel of a system. NRF2 is the coordinator of antioxidant protection within every cell of our body. And although NRF2 mobilizes our antioxidant mechanisms, it also choreographs immune response and manages something called phase 2 detoxification within the liver. Now, phase 2 helps us to eliminate toxins and waste products that are not water-soluble. And those are the most evil toxins that can get in your body and tend to deposit in your fat layers, like Agent Orange, for example, and make us sick whenever we lose weight. And we've all heard those kinds of stories in the past. Because oxidative stress is associated with the onset of numerous disease processes, the NRF2 antioxidant system has been found to be associated with reducing the risk for developing Parkinson's and Huntington's disease, lung cancer, and numerous other inflammatory and autoimmune diseases. It's also been shown to provide protection against numerous pathologies in a variety of organ systems, including the liver, intestine, lung, skin, and our nervous system. Now, that pretty much covers all my personal favorite organs. How about you? So when you consider the research on all of these different polyphenols found in Vivix, it's much easier to understand the fascinating reports of dramatic health improvements we're hearing from the Shackley field. Now, to respond to your second question about how is it that Vivix is different from these other resveratrol products, first off, Shackley scientists have sourced the purest and most potent natural resveratrol available. This extract of resveratrol is 98% pure, and the current dosage used in Vivix was guided by the latest scientific studies and emerging research, and it was then confirmed by two independent safety experts, which was later published in the FASEB journal. Next, none of the resveratrol products on the market contains these other 12 powerful polyphenols found in Vivix, and in fact, they can't, because Shackley has purchased all the muscadine grape crops that'll be grown for the next 10 years. Next, the competing resveratrol products are not as pure as Vivex. Many of them have been tested and found to only be about 50% pure resveratrol, but they also contain a harsh laxative called Imodin. Now, amusingly, most of the spam emails that I've seen touting these other products are trying to turn lemons into lemonade because of this fact. What they stress is that these products will help you to detoxify, when what they're really doing is pre-warning you about the heavy laxative effects you're going to experience when you take that big dose of Imodin. It's clever marketing, but laxatives can't reproduce the dramatic effects generated by all these polyphenols found in Vivex. Now, there's no doubt that people taking these other products will experience some level of health benefit just because of the resveratrol they're ingesting. But my question is, why settle for less? Vivex contains pure resveratrol, with these other 12 well-researched polyphenols, all in significant clinical dosages. And it's the synergy between all these compounds that makes Vivex so unique.
You know, Bob, that explains why we have seen not only excellent results from people, but such a wide range of results, which we're about to hear about. So thank you for that explanation, Frank. That's very helpful. Bob, this might be a good place for us also to mention that we really don't want to suggest that Vivex cures anything or any of the health concerns that we're going to be hearing about. But from what you've told us, Frank, it sounds like Vivex is repairing cellular damage. It's repairing our cells. And then with the wonder of nature and the wonder of our bodies, sometimes very good results then show up in terms of our health.
Chiropractors have a very particular way of explaining these things, because when I work on a child and adjust their thoracic spine and put them on magnesium, for example, and they stop having to rely on using these steroid sprays to help them breathe, the biggest confusion comes from the fact that chiropractic did not cure them from having asthma. What happens is when you remove the obstacles from the body's ability to be healthy, it returns to natural health. Your body, every day when you eat your food and you take your supplements, you're giving your body the building blocks necessary to rebuild health. And so it's not a question of whether a product is curing someone. It's providing the building blocks necessary for the body to do the job all by itself.
Oh, that's a great distinction to make. Thanks, Frank. We'd now like you to meet Mark Allen from Champaign, Illinois. Mark is a master coordinator and has been using and distributing Shaklee products for 25 years. Is that right, Mark?
That's right, yep.
And you've had some reports coming in on Vivex this year, starting with yourself. Would you tell us about that?
Yeah, Barb, the results for me and for the folks in my Shaklee group and the new folks have been great with Vivex. And let me just tell you about what happened for me. I first started using Vivex in August of last year when it came out. And what I noticed in the beginning was I felt sharper, my mind was clear, but I was looking for like a story. Everybody had a report that they were getting better physically, and I wanted to have a story that I could tell. And it didn't happen for me until about 3.5 months in. It was the middle of November. It was cold here in Illinois, and one of the things I like to do is take care of the gardening and get up on the roof and clean everything off. I was on the roof cleaning the gutters out, and normally in the wintertime, or it doesn't have to be freezing out, my hands will get white. My fingers will freeze. They'll get white. It's really an unusual condition that I thought I was the only one that had, till my son's friend's mother said that her hands get white like that. But they literally get white, and I'd have to come in every 20 minutes, put them under the warm water, and let them warm up, and this, you can see the blood start moving back into the fingers. This condition had been with me since I was a kid. I was in the marching band in high school. We would play Thanksgiving parades, and I would dread them because I couldn't even feel the drumsticks as I was playing. So I'm up on the roof cleaning the gutters out. I spend about an hour doing that, and then I hop down, and I felt pretty good, so I started raking leaves and finished doing that about an hour later, so I'm out for 2 hours. By this time, Lisa's looking out the window going, where is he? Why isn't he coming in, and what's going on? About 45 minutes later, I finished putting lights up on the bushes in the front of the house, and at that point, I had to take off my rubber gloves so that I could feel the lights to put them on the bushes. Well, 20 minutes later, I came in the house and took my gloves off. I thought, okay, this is going to be a real problem. Took my gloves off. I looked at my hands, and they were still red. They were cold, But I could see there was blood in my fingers. And I just broke down. I never in my life thought I would ever not have this happen, because it happened my whole life.
So the blood was circulating down into your fingers.
I still had circulation in my fingers, and I didn't have to do that thing where I put them under the water.
It was literally
amazing, because I never expected that would ever happen.
And then you started sharing this with people in your organization and with your customers, and you had a recent report that was kind of startling.
I had a great story. One of our members, Bobby, used Vivek from last fall, so fall of 2008, and she liked it, and she decided she would get some for her parents for Christmas, and she didn't get a chance to reach them until January, so she gave them each, at the time Vivek's was in a box of three little bottles, and she gave them two boxes, and they used that, and then come Valentine's Day, she said, "Mark, I gave them four boxes of Vivek's on Valentine's Day," and Barb, this is the voicemail I got on March 4th from Bobby. She said, "Mark, I think I have a little problem. I gave my parents four boxes of Vivek's on Valentine's Day. I just spoke with my dad, James. He said he has only one small bottle left. Apparently, he's been drinking it out of the bottle, and he says he just takes sips. He said he would sell his house to get more of it. He can't believe how much better he feels and how much better his legs feel." So I called her back the next day, and I said, "Bobby, what is going on?" She said that her mom hadn't used any of the product, that she said her husband was feeling so much better, she wanted him to use it, and he was down to one bottle. Now, if you do the math on this, that's 4 months' supply in 18 days. Mm. And she said, "My dad has a brain implant. It's sort of like a pacemaker for Parkinson's. And he has several strokes. So before Vivek's, he couldn't even feel his legs, and he was literally glued to the chair. Now, he says, I can actually feel my legs, and I think his memory's better," Bobby said. He also said, "With all the meds that I take, this Vivek's is the best."
Oh.
So this is March 4th, so I'm flipping out. I'm going crazy here. So 2 weeks later, I call him, because I wanted to find out from them what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I get Nedra, the wife, out in the backyard on a mobile phone, and she said, "James is feeling so much better. He's out here in the yard. He's picking up sticks. He's painting trellises for the gardening season. Mm. He hasn't been out in the yard for 3 years, Mark."
Oh.
Couldn't get out of the chair.
Oh, so, that is fabulous.
I know. And
Said,
he'd been on medication for years, Barb, that caused his arms and legs to get all discolored and to bruise and get pockets of blood, and then they...
How old do you think he is, Mark?
Nedra and Jim are both 75.
75.
And his arms and legs are now clearing up.
Oh my gosh.
This is back in March.
In March, so
I was so excited. And I called them back right after the conference in August, just to see how they were doing. And he was now taking the recommended one teaspoon a day. She said he's still going strong, and actually their grandson invited him to come up to Canada to go fishing. He wanted his grandpa to be with him. And they went up to Canada to do a fishing trip, and she said he had no repercussions from the trip. He literally has a new lease on life. And then I called their daughter, Bobby, back, and I said, "Bobby, this is wonderful." She said, "I know, Mark." She said, "In the last 5 years, I never would have considered taking them up to Canada." Mm-hmm. She said, "It's 5 hours north of the Canadian border, and you have to get on a float plane to get there." So he could handle that.
He could handle it. Well, now we're going to meet Mark's better half, Lisa Allen. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Mark was just telling us of some of the results that he and some of your customers have had with Vivek's, but he said that you had quite a good response after you started using it.
I did, Barb. The first day I started using Vivek's, I noticed that I didn't get tired in the evening, and I stayed up way later than usual, and I was surprised because I was at the conference at the time, and usually that's the time when I get really exhausted. I've experienced kind of aching all over, hurting all over, extreme fatigue, chemical sensitivities, and all kinds of things for many years. So the results I noticed with Vivix started right away, and they were pretty dramatic for me. After the first few days, I didn't hurt as much. My joints and muscles didn't ache as much. And after a few days, I noticed that I got out of the car and I didn't hurt. Usually getting out of the car was a time when I would have been sitting still for a while, so I'd get out and everything would really hurt and I couldn't move for a few minutes. I found I was able to be around people longer without feeling so wiped out and tired. And after about a week, I'd say, I noticed that some kind of damaged skin on my face that was really rough and red and, rough to the touch, I would touch it and it was really smooth. And then over the next few weeks, the bumps on the back of my arms that I had had for my whole life started to go away, and now they're completely gone. And I noticed I'd be having the energy to take on projects that I had maybe been thinking about for years, but I never could really muster the energy to do them. Now, all of a sudden, I was in the middle of doing them. And then after a while, I heard that it was possible to swish the Vivix around in your mouth before swallowing it. So I started doing that. And then a sensitive tooth that I'd had isn't sensitive anymore. My gums are better. So I've been using Vivix for about a year, a little over a year. And I'm back to working in our business again, which is a big thing because I was just literally so sick that I wasn't able to for many years. Mm. And I can handle things better. Just in general, I can tolerate travel better. I just chose to go to Italy to see our daughter, and I never would have actually willingly made that trip because it just would have been too much for me. And so now I got to be with my family. Mm. I don't get headaches anymore. I have more resistance to things. I can exercise again. I'm working out really hard with a personal trainer twice a week. And before, after I would exercise, it felt like my muscles were so full of something that I would just hurt for days and days afterward, and it wasn't worth it. So now I can exercise. I can be around more chemical smells and perfume and things without becoming totally incapacitated. My mind is a lot clearer. My memory is better. I feel like I'm getting my life back, and I don't feel so anxious anymore. I say yes to things more. I'm able to do more fun things. I don't hurt all the time. I can walk much farther and faster and just with my own stride like I used to have years ago. And my balance is better. I don't feel like I have to be taking Mark's arm or holding on to the railing all the time. So I can go more places and do more things without being totally wiped out. I'm also thinking that those are the things I notice, but I like to remember that Vivix is working at the cellular level. You know, even for those people who don't notice anything right away, like I always tell them that it's still working. I feel like the things I notice are just kind of a bonus. They're like the icing on the cake. But I know the Vivix is working anyway at the cellular level and, you know, repairing and protecting the cells. So that's really why I started using it. And then I got all these other things as a bonus.
Oh, Lisa, thank you for sharing that. You know that that condition affects a lot of people. Thanks so much. I'd now like you to meet Christine Skelnick of Mansfield, Ohio. Chrissy, you started using Vivix this past year. Would you tell us what happened when you did?
Yes. About 2 years ago, I contracted mono, and it was a real severe case and attacked my liver. And in that time, my liver enzymes started shooting up, and my liver was not processing cholesterol correctly. My cholesterol levels went over 300. My bad cholesterol had hit 280, and it began the onset of some degenerative problems, including very severe joint pain. I couldn't bend several joints in my fingers, severe back pain. I had to wear two knee braces and real extreme fatigue. I was sleeping cumulatively about 18 hours a day, and this was a progression of degeneration in my health, and the doctors have continually run tests and MRIs, blood work, and nothing seems to be becoming apparent. And when Vivix first came out, I thought, oh, I'll give it a try. And I tried a 1 month supply. I didn't know if I noticed anything, except what happened was I didn't reorder. And about a week later, I needed my husband's help again to just do basic kitchen functions like cutting or opening jars, anything where I would have to bend my fingers. And I said, oh, I realize I haven't been asking you to do that. Do you think the Vivix made a difference? And he said, I don't know. as my health continued to degenerate, I decided to take Vivix again, and I had just had my blood work done, and I ordered the Vivix, and it took quite a while from back order, and then about 5 weeks later, and I had been taking the Vivix for the full 5 weeks, my health was dramatically improving. I'm able to sleep through the night, wake up, and am active all day. I have not had to nap at all. And when I went to the doctor, my liver enzymes are down to 52, which is virtually normal.
Normal, right, yeah.
Yes, yeah, and I can bend every single joint, every little tiny joint in my fingers. I have had whole days where I have been pain-free, which the people who know me know that is miraculous. And I asked the doctor, do you know anything about resveratrol? And are you comfortable with me taking this? Because he's been so cautious about my liver. And he said, absolutely, keep taking it. I don't know much about it, but everything's working, so don't change what you're doing. And so I can't say it's resveratrol, but that's what I changed. I added the Vivix to my nutritional plan, and that's really all I did different.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, Chrissy.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Got it. Okay. We'd now like you to meet Joanne Johansson from Arvada, Colorado. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Joanne became a type 1 diabetic. What did you tell me, Joanne, when you were about 32, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about that, and then what happened consequently when you began using Vivix?
That is a long story. But it all began when I was 32. And I was expecting our youngest daughter, and I was very tired when I went my first appointment to the doctor. He said, okay, we'll fix you up and prescribe these white tablets, which I thought was a prenatal vitamin. That's what I knew about vitamins at that point. And I got so full of energy. I mean, I was wild with energy. So the next month when I went back, I said, these little white tablets are wonderful. I just feel so great. And he said, well, if one makes you feel good, take two. So I thought, well, why not? So then we transferred to Michigan, and I went into the doctors there, and two doctors came in to see me and said, why are you taking these thyroid tablets? And I said, I did not know that's what those were. I thought it was a prenatal vitamin. I didn't ask. They said, well, it's put so much strain on your pancreas, you're now diabetic.
Mm.
That's how it all began, and it was kind of downhill from there.
Yeah. And so then what kinds of health issues then developed as a result of that?
Well, the usual things with diabetes, the circulation, the eyes, just not feeling well at all.
So energy, eyesight, you started feeling like your health was declining. And then somewhere in there, you got introduced to Shaklee.
Right. That was about 7 years later. Someone introduced me to Shaklee, and I had never heard of the product. So I was very careful, very skeptical. And so I just did a lot of research with them until finally I found, you know, it was just food sources, and that's what my cells needed. And so I started on them and got excellent results. I mean, I just started to blossom. You know, I just felt so much better, and the family could see such a difference in me. It just got better and better. And then when the doctor told me my kidneys were deteriorating, I thought, you know, I just have to tell him what I'm doing, you know, even though I didn't know a lot about it. I just knew what it was doing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really how it all began. And, you know, it's history since.
Excellent. So you started feeling better. You got your energy back. And then now fast forward, what, 40 years later?
Well, yes. Then, you know, my kidneys started to deteriorate. The vascular problems, you know, that diabetics have came into play. And so I was just, you know, faced with all this and doing the best I could with everything. And when my kidneys started to deteriorate, that's when I really switched from animal proteins to the soy full force.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I need to protect them as much as possible. So anyway, when they did fail, the doctor said, your kidneys lasted 12 years longer than they really should have. So you must have been doing something right.
Wow.
I felt good about it. So then the vascular, you know, problems, the circulation, and like I said, there was just a lot of issues that I had to deal with and work with, and I would study the nutrition to see what my system needed more of.
So you did everything you could with diet and with the supplements, and then about, what, a year and a half ago, Shackley introduced Vivix. What happened then?
I tell you, I thought, this is an interesting product, so we'll see about it, and I started on it, and I did have more energy then. What I was noticing, you know, diabetics have thin skin and get a lot of bumps and cuts and things like that for no reason, and those would heal very quickly, and that hadn't happened before. And so then in early spring last year, my diabetic doctor said, you know, you're really using a lot less insulin than you had been. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And in the May Diabetes Forecast magazine, right on the front, it said victory for diabetics. On the inside, it said resveratrol, the miracle molecule.
Oh.
That is interesting.
So what were the numbers on, it said the insulin was, you were using less. What were the numbers on that?
Well, I had gone from 50 units twice a day to like 29.
Wow. Almost cut it in half?
Yes. I know I'll even do less. You know, I just need to keep working on it.
Yeah. And what about your A1C levels?
They started out at 11, which is horrible. Now I'm down to between 5 and 6.
Wow. And the doctors like to have you below 7.
Right.
Is the safest place to be. So you started at 11 and you're down to between 5 and 6. That is so great. That is just excellent. And so this is like about a year. And have you been on dialysis all during this year too?
Yes, I've been on for 8 years.
And then you were telling me that your husband, Del, was doing some research on resveratrol. And what was he coming up with?
Well, he came up with 41 pages of resveratrol and the research they're doing on cancer with it.
Wow. So there's a lot of research going on around resveratrol regarding diabetes and blood sugar things around cancer too. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we're kind of at the front end of some very new science here. I'm just so grateful for you to share the results that you've had. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, I wake up in the morning now feeling, you know, refreshed and ready to go for the day. And
Joanne, one other question. I know that you and Del generate pretty high volume of sales in your Shackley business. Are there colleagues that you know of or customers that you've had who have also had results with the Vivix?
Yes, they come and tell us, well, this has happened. And so we don't know if it's the Vivix, but we're never going to be without it.
Right. And you were telling me about Anne. Does she live in Colorado, Ann Mangelson?
Yes, yes, she is.
Yeah, what happened with her?
Quite a story. Well, she had a carcinoma on her leg, and it just wasn't healing. Then Vivix came out. The doctors gave her a clean bill of health on it.
So she was scheduled for surgery, wasn't she?
Uh-huh. And two doctors looked at it that day and said, there's nothing wrong with this. We don't have to do any surgery.
So she had a carcinoma on her leg, and they were just watching it, planning to do surgery. And how long was she on Vivix before they noticed a change?
About 5 months. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't know with things like that if Vivix had anything to do with it, but it's certainly, we're observing all of this and tracking it to see if it's helping. Thank you, Joanne. Anything else that you want to mention before we close?
Well, I tell you, Barb, I just want to tell you how thankful and grateful I am for Shackley. I mean, not only for the opportunity of the product, but the opportunity to not focus on my issues, but to help other people have a better tomorrow than they have today.
Oh.
And I think that's what life is all about.
Thank you for that. That's really very nice. Thanks, Joanne. Thanks for sharing. And I wish you continued good health.
Thank you. I'm planning to.
Our next guest, along with a number of other folks, is Jude Piskuski from Texas. Jude, you have been one of the groups that has sold more Vivix than anyone else this last year. I imagine you've gotten some really phenomenal stories. I know you have some of your folks in your organization here to help us out. So tell us about what's happened.
The whole difference that Vivix has made is probably another one of the dreams come true for me in Shackley, because I've really wanted to have something that could introduce people to the huge Shackley difference. Besides my own self having better sleep and having spider veins start to reverse in my 50s, I think that's pretty remarkable. I've actually seen my mom, who has had some memory problems and moodiness, that's changed in her life, where she is upbeat and ready to go and actually doing things at the age of 85 that she hasn't done for the last 2 or 3 years. So it's very exciting to see that the addition of Vivix is making a difference in my personal life and reaches out to many, many other people. We're going to have some great stories that I have some wonderful people to share the differences that it's made for them. And this is going to shine a light on other people to see a hope and possibility for the addition of this supplement to make a difference in their life and their loved ones' lives, because we really do want to get better with age. I mean, I've had many, many people who've seen differences with their memory being better. They're sharper. They can recall things. In fact, that's another one that I'm remembering was one for me. At the age of 50, it was kind of a joke for me. People would always say, Jude, you know, you were talking about this, and I go off on tangents. Well, since Vivix, I'm able to get myself back onto a tangent, which is really wonderful, and I love that. So that's one of the differences. We've had people who've seen a huge difference in their skin, and wrinkles get better, and blood sugar differences, blood pressure differences, a lot of pain relief. Some people have seen a difference in their metabolism, and shakiness seems to really be less with some people. Some people have stronger muscles. It's just a lot of differences. Age spots reduced. Now it's my distinct privilege to introduce to you Rebecca Fountain. I know that you have had some really remarkable differences in your health just using the Shackley products for years, and that you've been on the prescription for a healthier life several years now, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And as of August, when Vivix came out, you added Vivix, and it made a huge difference in your health. Could you share with people about the difference it's made for you?
Sure. I'd love to. I'm a type 1 diabetic, meaning my pancreas produces no insulin. I've been on insulin pump therapy since I can remember and since the advent of it. So I'm a pretty brittle diabetic. Now, when Vivix came out, I wasn't certain what benefit it might have for me, but I knew it would have one. So I thought, I'm just going to use this even though I'm young and whatnot, and just see, you know, what happens. Maybe I'll have more energy, because generally diabetics have a lot of malaise and just feel generally exhausted. Or maybe heavy muscles and the like, things like that. And I thought maybe some of those symptoms might subside with it. And so I began taking my once-a-day Vivix, and I would forget it here and there because it was new to my regimen, but no doubt just by staying on it as consistently as I could, it did make a difference for me. It made such a difference that I started seeing a reduction in the insulin intake I needed. So I had to adjust my insulin pump to feed me less insulin throughout the year.
So that's something interesting I wanted to just point out, because you've been able to really coach people to watch that. Like if they have a blood sugar problem, that if there's a problem, not to stop the Vivix, that they actually need to regulate.
Right. That's a great problem to have for them. It's a great problem if all of a sudden they don't need as much insulin or they're having lows. That means they need less insulin if they're having a lot of lows. That means they're getting too much insulin. Somehow their system is regulating in such a dynamic way that they don't require as much insulin as they did maybe at their last appointment. And I always say consult a doctor, of course, before changing that insulin dosage intake. I've been diabetic long enough that I can self-monitor and know how to change my settings to give myself less. And to know then if my blood sugar is too high, okay, I maybe need a little more than that and balance it. But it is best to seek a health professional's opinion on how to change that. And the point of it is it's not about the Vivix. It's about the changes in their diabetic self and the amount of insulin intake they need. Because whether it was through a workout regimen or whether it was through Vivix, it changes that dosage that's needed. Vivix is great for them. It doesn't mean eliminate the Vivix. It means the amount of insulin taken during the time they're on that may change. So what happened to me over a 12-month period of taking that is I had switched diabetic doctors, which would have been 6 months into Vivix. And when I did that, he made a few assessments, and he said, well, I'm not too sure your pancreas is producing some of its own insulin. And I said, oh, really? What leads you to think that? And he said, several factors. He said, let's evaluate you again in 3 months. So 9 months into Vivek, they actually said, you know what? We think you're type 2 diabetic now, and we can add metformin to your regimen, which is a type 2 medication that will assist in insulin absorption, et cetera.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it was absolutely awesome because I'd been a diabetic forever, and I thought, how could that have occurred except for the addition of Vivek? Because that is the only very real change I had made that has altered my health or physical state. So to me, it's just phenomenal because I think, okay, 5 years from now, what does that mean for me? Does that mean that insulin therapy will reduce at such a rate that I'll be taking even half what I'm taking now? And whenever you take insulin, it stores in the liver as fat. It is very difficult to get belly fat off as a diabetic and not to retain it and keep it. You know, what does that mean? That means it lowers a lot of my risk factors then, doesn't it? Because we know just from our cinch teaching in Shackley that your waist-to-hip ratio determines many risk factors for weight-related diseases, including heart disease. So that means that ultimately there are many byproducts that say, okay, so as a byproduct of reducing my insulin intake from Vivek, I store less fat. And as a byproduct of that, I reduce my risk for heart disease and many other weight-related diseases. Pretty exciting.
That is totally exciting and really gives people hope that the healing that can happen in their bodies is remarkable. And you just had such great results. I so appreciate your sharing with us. Do you mind sharing with people how old you are, just so that they know that? Because a lot of times people think that Vivek is for older people.
No, I'm 32, and I have 25-year-olds on it who are speaking the differences it's making for them.
That's great.
People who are exercising that would get tightness in their hands or their joints, they're in their 20s, and saying, oh my gosh, I don't have it anymore. You know?
That is awesome. I so appreciate your coming to share your amazing story with people to give them hope for their health future and building better health for those that they love too. Thank you, Rebecca. So next, we're going to talk with Bill Floyd, and it's a pleasure to have you be here, Bill. Could you please tell your story about the difference that Vivek has made for you?
I would be pleased to, Jude, and thank you. I began taking Shackley in 2006. The physical trainer I was working out with introduced me to that. 2002, I had a regimen of cancer treatments, Retin-A, under a dermatologist specializes in cancer treatment. And the result of that was, on my arms, the collagen deteriorated. So I began at age, I'm now 66, so whatever I was then, I began to bruise like a gentleman in his late 90s, perhaps. And when Vivek came on the market, I began taking it, and I noticed in March of this year that my arms no longer bruise, nor did the skin tear as easily, and my dermatologist doctor also noticed that, commented on it. Got me to thinking what was different. Well, the only thing different is Vivek. The other thing I've noticed about Vivek is probably in August, I began noticing that my endurance at workout had increased, my lung capacity. So I look at it this way. Vivek regenerated collagen or whatever the term would be. I'm not a doctor. And it's got to be working on other organs also.
And next, we're going to talk with Ian Driver, who has been actually dancing for many, many years. Deanne, could you please tell the difference that Vivek has made for you?
I would love to, Jude. You know, as she said, dancing, you know, pretty much all my life, I always thought I had lots of energy and, you know, whatever, but I've noticed, you know, getting older, I'm going to be 55 next month, you know, aches and pains. So when I started taking Vivek in the morning, getting out of bed, I used to feel like I roll out and walk like an old lady, but now I just roll out, get up, and go. And it just, I'm like, wow, I don't have the aches and pains like I did. And I used to have to take Advil a lot, you know, just for the aches and pains. I don't anymore. And now I play a lot of tennis, and I've noticed I can get to the ball faster than a lot of the 35-year-olds do that are on my team. So it's just all the way around. Vivek has just helped me immensely. I've always had a lot of energy, but then I realized I even have more now. I sleep well at night. It's amazing. It's just a great thing for energy, and I don't have the pains anymore. That's the best part.
That is so great. Yeah. And one of the things that I didn't mention is that you are actually the founder of Dallas Ballet and danced with Harkness Ballet. And that was many, many years of really hard dancing.
Well, I stopped back in 1980, actually, when I had my son. But at that point, my body really ached a lot. And I thought, man, you know, if I don't stop now, I'm not going to be able to walk by the time I'm 40 or 50. Well, I've hit that age now, and I'm doing very well, still dancing and, you know, summer musicals here in Garland and things like that. So, you know, I'm still going.
That is so great.
Yeah.
Gives a lot of hope to people who haven't even been so hard on their body.
Yeah. Because it, you know, when I started taking it, I thought, oh, I don't, you know, really notice anything. And then all of a sudden, I was kind of like, whoa, I don't have that pain anymore. Whoa, you know, I'm faster getting, I don't know. It just like, it, you know, took a while to think about it. But I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't have some of these things that I used to have. So, yeah, it's an amazing product.
That is so great. Thank you very much. Now it's my distinct privilege to introduce to you Ginny Truman, who's a very, very dear friend, longtime Shackle user, seen many differences with products, and in adding Vivix has had some remarkable results. Ginny Truman, would you please share with people the difference that this has made for you?
Hi, Jude. Yes, three areas it's made a huge difference in is I used to play a game as to how many steps I could do on my elliptical treadmill, you know, with a game of tying it with something else I was trying to measure, I was trying to meet, and within 30 minutes, I could do like 32 to 3400 steps. And so if I ever wanted to do more than that, it would have to take longer time. But 5 days, which really blew me away, 5 days after I'd been taking Vivix, I went into my treadmill, stair stepper. What I ended up doing was 4200. And I thought, wow, that is amazing. And I have gone up as high as 4500 in 30 minutes. And so I've been able to sustain that. I thought maybe it was just a high coming off of a conference the prior year, you know. But I've been able to sustain that and increase it to 4,500. And that's not too bad for a lady who's going to be 65 in a month or so.
Well, I'd say that's great.
Yeah, and the other thing I noticed, I joined a Zumba class about a month ago. And that's pretty intense aerobic. And I noticed that it's kind of funny because I'm sat down by the side of these cute little 25 and 30-year-olds who are sweating and panting and having a hard time breathing. And here am I just dancing away. It's a hell of an experience for your ego, I'll tell you.
That's great.
But the thing that really made a huge difference for me is I, 10 years ago, started getting this growth on my shoulder. Kind of looked like a mole. And it had gotten to the point where it was like 3/4 of an inch diameter. You know, I'd been a little worried about whether it was precancerous or something. And then somebody told me, no, don't worry about it. Just goodness knows what the heck it is. But about 6 months after I started taking Vivix, I noticed it was kind of bunching up higher and was drying out. And I would pick at it because it was irritating. And pretty much after another month or two, it had gone. You know, I've got very little sign of anything that's even been there anymore, which I think is pretty amazing.
That's very amazing.
So you never know how it's going to show up in your body. You know, everybody's different, it looks like.
Right, right. But that definitely, Vivix can make a difference for visual differences for people and just feeling your best and actually pumping up the ego a little bit and you're feeling younger around people. So that's great. So as you can see, there's been many, many different health challenges that people have had changed as a result of Vivix, and I'm extremely excited about the difference that it can make in many people's lives. I have a very dear friend who started taking Vivix. She had been working very hard on her cholesterol for over 10 years, diet, exercise. She'd used omegas and noticed some differences with the GLA, but when she added Vivix, this is what happened. She actually had her good cholesterol went up, her bad cholesterol went down, her cholesterol went from a 280 high to 200, which is in the normal range, and having had several different tests run for her stroke risk, because that was high in her family, she got a test where she has absolutely zero stroke risk, and that was remarkable for her particle sizes to have diminished that much to where she could get a test like that, and she's just pleased as punch.
So Jude, thank you so very much, both for your wonderful stories and all of the stories of your terrific group. So Barbara, what's next?
Next, we'd like to speak to Lori Kruger, who is a Shackley distributor from Bloomington, Minnesota. And Lori has the distinction of being in the top three biggest sellers of Vivix that first year that Vivix came out. And because of that, you have a lot of folks who have been reporting back to you some of the results that they have had with Vivix. And would you share some of those with us?
I'd be happy to, Barb. The results continue to pour in. One of the ones I'd like to just relate came in from Rita Christensen from Iowa. Her testimony is basically, I feel younger, have more energy, and my hair is turning back to its natural dishwater blonde.
Oh.
So I thought that was kind of fun.
I've heard that actually from a number of people, including Bob.
It's a fun one to have happen. Another one, Carol James there in Arizona, at least for the winter months, reported in to me that they noticed energy levels increasing almost immediately once they started using Vivix. And as they continued using Vivix and they went to the doctor, her husband suffered from something called Valley Fever, and he was on a medication for that. The one big change for them was adding Vivix. And upon going to the doctor about, I think it was probably about a year later, the doctor actually discontinued the medicine for him. He saw no need for it any longer once he ran the blood test. So that was exciting because he was told he would have to be on for the rest of his life. And also with Carol and her husband, they both had dramatic lowering of their cholesterol. Her husband had gone through triple bypass surgery, and he generally had to see the doctor every 6 months. The doctor there again said, hey, I don't need to see you for another year. Everything was looking so good. So like I say, I don't want to, you know, make any claims that Vivix is a cure for this, that, or the other thing, but the thing that I feel is that Vivix is a product that will cleanse and rebuild, and as a result of all that, people are seeing a wide range of results with this product. Barb, you might take it and get one result, and I may have the same situation, but I may not get that result. So it's really different from everyone and is unique to the individual. Another one came in from Lenny Kern, who had periodontal issues. She noted that she had had gums that had receded to a 6, where normal is 3, and it took her about 7 months. The dentist had really indicated that the only thing that would take care of it would be surgery, and in 7 months, they could no longer find the gap. So surgery was not necessary. She had gotten the gums to go back to a normal 3, and that same situation actually happened to Carol, the person I just referenced. Hers went from a 5 to a 3.
If your gums recede far enough, I think that's when people start losing teeth. So that's a significant thing. And I think it was Dr. Sandy Bavacqua who mentioned shortly after Vivix came out that people might consider swishing Vivix in their mouth before swallowing it because of the improvement that she said that you could expect, somehow beneficial to the gums. So apparently it worked.
Right, absolutely. And another one from Cheryl Lang, she had gone through chemotherapy for breast cancer some 6 years ago. And ever since then, her hair and nails have been very problematic. Her hair, which normally had been thick, was real thin and would break off and fall out, and her nails peeled terribly. She had tried Rogaine, every vitamin and cream and nail polish and all of that, and nothing seemed to help. She had heard about Vivix, and it was interesting because she was drawn to it because of the anti-aging benefits, not really even thinking about her hair or nails. She decided she would take it for 6 months, and if she didn't notice anything different, she would quit. 3 months into it, she says she noticed her nails weren't peeling anymore. She wasn't losing hair, and it was coming in thick. And she went on to say that she discontinued the Rogaine, takes Vivix religiously every day because she's absolutely sold. It was the anti-aging benefits and other ways that she was really focused on, and she was just surprised that it actually would impact her hair and nails because she'd given up hope. She'd, you know, like you said, tried everything. I'm starting to get emails on people that have celiac or gluten intolerance situations. This is something that I definitely related to because Several years ago, I discovered through testing that I was gluten intolerant, and so I very religiously did the strict diet, and then in the past year, I've gotten lax. So it's not that I eat a lot of gluten, but I will eat some gluten products, and I've noticed that the digestion and all of those mostly digestive issues are not there even when I eat the gluten. And so I'm kind of thinking that it was about a year ago that I started taking the Vivix. The other thing that I personally have noticed, a great deal improvement in my joints. And something that has been really amazing is that the spider veins have dramatically lessened.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. For all of us who have a great deal of vanity in us, it's really kind of exciting. It goes way beyond this, and people are just so excited. And I think the thing that has been fun to see is how much people enjoy taking the product. They love the taste. It's a teaspoon a day, and they just really look forward to taking it, my husband included. He will forget many other things, but he does not forget his Vivix.
Yeah, very good. I know. And mine too. Plus, it tastes so darn good. Oh, excellent. Thank you, Lori. This is very helpful. You've really been in a position to, and in addition to your own customers, you've been collecting the testimonials and reports over the last year, and there's such a nice wide variety of them. It's very encouraging.
Right. It really is, Barbara. And the thing I'd like to mention is that being in Shackley as many years as I have, I've never, ever seen a product that got people so excited that people who would jump up and down and say, hey, I can't sell a thing, the first thing they think of, well, if this works, I know of, 50 different people that I want to tell,
Yeah.
And so we're seeing people that are becoming very interested in actually promoting Shackley and Vivix to their friends and neighbors. And that's something that we haven't always seen before, not to this extent.
Yeah, it's very nice. And when you've had a slip in your health and you get it back, for many of us, it's a natural tendency to want to share that with others in the hopes it might help them as well.
Right, right. That,
yeah.
For sure. And especially when it's this dramatic. People really can't keep it to themselves.
Thank you, Lori. This has been great. And, Bob, I was thinking as people were sharing their stories that there is such a massive shift taking place in the United States today around healthcare. And kind of away from that more traditional model and much more toward prevention and wellness. And it just seems like the timing for a product like Vivix couldn't be better.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Barb. It really is our responsibility. It's our lifestyle choice. It's our diet. It's our exercise. It's our supplementation, that really makes the difference in whether we maintain our health or we don't. And what strikes me about Vivix is that it's in a little bit different category than a lot of other nutrient products or even nutraceuticals. Working at such a profound level of cellular repair, that one product being able to have such an extraordinarily global impact in people's health, it really puts it in a separate category. And I'm hoping that our listeners got that sense, both from what Dr. Painter pointed out from a science standpoint, and also what all these remarkable stories show. So it's always a pleasure working with you, and I look forward to doing our next presentation together.
Thanks, Bob, and our thanks to all these Vivix users for sharing their stories with us. And we will be eager to hear from those of you who are about to experience Vivix the results that you'll be getting over the coming weeks and months. So we wish all of you good luck and good health.
While every effort is made to ensure the accuracy of the information on this presentation, the opinions expressed are those of the speakers only. No information on this presentation is designed to treat or cure disease and is offered for informational purposes only. If you have a medical condition, please consult your physician. This is a product of K&E Productions Incorporated and is neither endorsed nor supported by the Shackley Corporation. The proceeding is copyrighted K&E Productions. Unauthorized duplication is prohibited.